time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
So Liam Dargaville is, he's one talented guy. He's half of Heavy, he's the mind behind the Double Double moniker. Currently at number two on the BFM Top 10.
I wouldn't have come in if I'd known.
His latest release is called Everybody Hates You. New material, which means it's time to get Liam in. Liam was the first guest on my tenure of Freak the Sheep. Must have been about 6 months ago.
Yeah, as well.
That was when I thought I had enough skills to be able to wrangle everything, including filming, and I was clearly wrong, and so I've felt guilty about it all this time.
That's the only reason I'm here.
I just need some guilt. Content. I just, but I can't wait to talk to you about this new release, and I can't wait to hear some tracks. So please take it away.
This one's actually coming out soon with Trap Joke Albie. It's about something very relatable. When you're all alone on Christmas Day, which I think everyone can empathize with, and you're at the breakfast buffet, and it's joyous, you know? Like, you're not sad. You don't care that your family's not there. You're at the buffet. Preferably the Langham, because, you know, they do the best buffet. It's a bit spinny, but, you know, splash out. If you know it's worth it. Catch me at the Continental Breakfast, 25-12 on the Sabbath. Handcuffed pig as a headrest, apple-sized Dijon, rub it in my chest, hair, yes. A dozen over easy as an entree, slow roast portobello base. 10-inch ramekin with hollandaise, ham on the side with the double-double glaze. Keep the bones to dress, golden syrup with my fried bread, about to salt watercress. Lime thrifty to reminisce, pancake stack as a side plate. 3-tier chicken waffle parfait, take away to finish in my lingerie, with the well-done steak as an ashtray. It's never gonna stop, no, it'll never be enough. Try and call me on my bluff and I'll poke both ears with my pork pie crust. Oh, I'm never going planless. 20 plus years, call it practice. My gut left the phone off the hook, leave a message, but messenger, I'm active. Christmas Day at the breakfast buffet. Christmas Day at the breakfast buffet. But I gotta save room for the catch of the day. Catch McDonald's for their fish fillet. Steam bun, sticky minded airway. Suffocate 24/7, give me heartache. Yeah, you're fucking with the saddest. I'm heavy with the madness. Like money in my mattress, madness. Alone at the Langham on Christmas. Snap lock bags in the lining of my jacket. Couple hot cheese in my pocket. 22 variety of sausage and a tiny photo around my neck and I lock it. Christmas Day at the breakfast buffet. I'll have what I'm having. I'll have what I'm having. Oh yeah, that's everything. That's everything. That's everything. You get it now? Relatable, right? I'm all about that. Relatable content.
Hey, so, We're equal opportunity here. Both camera people are gonna be filming.
Equal opportunity.
When you watch this in the future, once it's in post, all of the videos that have Liam facing, goodness, where Liam's left side is dominant. Ben has filmed those. All the videos where his right side is dominant.
That's the evil version of me.
Those are Adam's clips. Let's jump into another one.
And probably the less sweaty looking. I think this is a better side for me. Can I get the beats up a bit?
I've been swinging blind in my surrounding. Landing punches though I'm mostly bad at mashing. Always holding back like I'm fasting. Though I gotta quench my thirst, old fashioned.
Stormtrooper skull is my piggy bank. Sickness benefit in my classified updates. Panic foaming cracks on my breastplate. Change out the books like I'm working late for Vandalay. Maybe I should try to do the opposite. I got glasses like George with the matching kit. Big jacket with the strap back metal clip. And you know I lap back for the double dip. I've been swinging blind in my surrounding. Landing punches though I'm mostly button mashing. Always holding back like I'm fasting. Though I gotta quench my thirst old fashioned. I've been swinging blind in my surrounding. Landing punches though I'm mostly button mashing. Always holding back like I'm fasting. Though I gotta quench my thirst old fashioned. Started fearing death again this morning. I guess I must have got the hang of falling. Good thing Tyra gave me all that Vaseline. Maybe life will buy me dinner after fucking me. I should really write reviews for some model. God dang all those lost souls, Auckland's unsung hero. Only settle for the finest dry Prosecco was. Crossing both fingers that this top is on the menu. I really hope this top is on the menu. Yeah, I'm stupid, but we've covered this. No one wants to hear another track and me complaining about foreverness. But it's stupid and there's more to it. I guess it seems right when it's so damn effortless. Yeah, I'm stupid, but we've covered this. No one wants to hear another track and me complaining about foreverness. But I'm stupid and there's more to it. I guess it seems right when it's so damn effortless. Fucking effortless.
And you know I laugh back for the double check. And you know I laugh back for the
I think I watch too much television. Though it's background noise, I don't even really listen. Gotta stimulate my mind, mind lifting. Though it's probably not enough to keep the voices at a distance. So give me all your money. Yeah, give me all your money. Give me all your money. Just give me all your money.
95 BFM. We're gonna have a little camera change again, boys. Yep.
It's going to be a funny camera angle as well, because I only just adjusted the mic to go higher, and it probably looked like I was either doing some kind of producing, DJing just then, but I just awkwardly placed the microphone really low to my laptop. Or it probably looks like I'm reading lyrics, which I'm not. I'm professional, I know them off by heart.
I was going to say, is that a no-no?
Nah, surely not.
No.
That show it the other day, he was reading off his phone.
True. And I mean, I'm only hypothesizing here, but at those larger shows, you know how they have like they have screens to tell you what the time is and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like you've got a counter telling you you've only got 25 minutes until you have to get off stage. I'm sure they must flash out with lyrics.
Well, like why not? Yeah,
surely. Hey,
I'd do that.
There we go. Cameras are in place. We're going to hear one more song and then we'll have a little yarn with Double Double.
Can I get the beats up a tiny bit more? Thanks. Gotta go.
Rap game, bud, eagle. Fucking all the best and team cool. We're playing nonsensical. Bar still non-lethal. So they scream for a sequel with unlimited refills. Yeah, they scream for a sequel. Better swap Howard for Cheadle. Damn, though you look real good on the poster. Can't beat that exposure. I guess you got the empire. Though it's still called Rapper, what he owe ya? Like, where's my money? Say a lot good and show me the money. I bet 1 mil with buy a lot of pudding, get a lot good in. Get a lot, get a lot, get a lot good in. Get it, get it, get it, girl, get it, Yeah, I got the panoramic sight. Eyes on the back of my head like bright lights. So I can see that knife, cutting that cake my peas look like. Bunny look fun size like you think I'm watching my waistline by. But they got the real big bite, and I want a taste of the night. Name made it last minute with a sharpie, 2 beers and a maki. Well, my Sunday best on a Saturday, even iron out the crease. Cutting shapes like a church key, I make it look easy like a drop D. Still got a blank timesheet, I guess I'll spit another show free. I'm a bona fide charity, ambiguous so clearly diversity. At a white guy pageantry, checklist casualty, casually. They're all nice guys like actually, I'ma put them in the maybe. In the corner like baby, no I ain't calling you Swayze. Where's my money? I think you're trying to rob me. Where's my money? Where's my money?
think you're trying to rob me. Where's my money?
95B FM, this is live and direct with Double Double, Liam Dargaville. Liam, the name of those three tracks, please.
The first was Christmas Day at the Breakfast Buffet, of course. It's a song for the people.
Yeah.
Then Nonstop Home and Away Omnibus, again, another super relatable track. I don't even tell you what that's about. And then Death by Exposure, which is a very, very new release.
Mm. As I say, it's been kind of 6 months since we've last spoken on air, that's for sure.
You're going to bring up that I haven't done anything since then?
No. I was going to say...
I'm kidding, sorry.
Have you not done anything?
Detrimental by nature, you know? I'm just
I was going to say...
It's not as catchy as Naughty by Nature, though.
True.
But, you know, if I get more people in my posse, that'll be our name. Detrimental by nature, self-deprecating by nature. Sorry, you were saying.
How have you been?
I'm all right.
Especially in the last month or so, you've been quite busy, haven't you?
You had
the Leaf show.
Yeah.
You had a new release, a couple tracks, a collab with Trapjaw Kelpie.
Yeah,
Socks made with your name on it.
I feel like it has been busy, but only because my current threshold for busy just is quite low. There's only so much I can take these days. So yeah, I've been extremely busy for my own standards. It's been real cool. That Leaf show was just a dream. Just not even just performing and meeting him again and playing with him again, but like... just, yeah, all the people involved, like, it was special. It was, yeah, it was cool.
Ah, see, I was lucky enough to interview Leaf last time he was here, and he's, yeah, the nicest person.
Mm.
Very generous with his time and thoughts. How was it for you? Like, what's it like being essentially, a peer to...
Big cool.
Well, come on.
that's exactly how it felt. They were super welcoming, and yeah, it was just like any other night. But again, like just the people like behind the actual gig itself, like everyone just made it like so fluid and it was so chill. Plus, there was just like so many things that made it awesome, like the merch and stuff. I don't know if anyone heard, but there was some pretty sweet free merch.
Yes.
Socks and shirts and shit. It was crazy. I didn't get much of it, but I was awesome. I guess I'm not meant to get any of it.
You had to be first in line, Liam.
I was a bit sour. It's all good.
Hey,
but it was really cool seeing shirts of Double Double in the crowd, especially ones that I hadn't sold myself.
Of course. You make all your own shirts?
Yeah.
Screen print them at home?
I do.
Do your own design?
Nah, I wish.
No?
No, Arnid doesn't.
Oh, good.
Slash, he did the last few I printed for like Mere, Double Double.
Hmm.
But Tim, aka Trapjaw Kelpie, did the original one, which, if you've seen it out there, is a series of sausage people throwing up, which was timed for the release of Power Chuck.
There we go. I was wondering, can we talk about the kind of sound palette you work with?
Sure.
What are some of the sounds that are your go-tos when producing?
Screaming sounds. If you listen really closely, there's heaps of layered screaming in each of my tracks. Like on the first count, there'd be like a little...
Is that you?
Some of them me. Some of them are sampled. just little funny little bites of just like... Yeah, I think it's been super handy. Oh, that sounds gross saying handy. Convenient doesn't sound much better either. It's been a privilege using some of Reem sound bites as well, because I record a lot of her music. And editing her voice, slowing it down, speeding it up, makes some real cool sample sounds. So I use a lot of our own voices as like the melodies in all the songs. But again, you'll hear if you pay attention, a lot of weird little screams, especially on beats that I've produced for Mia.
Just because it's funny, or?
Yeah, I guess so. It's just like, why not? Plus, you know, that just some things just sound kind of lush, you know? There's something very textured about a scream.
Because
It's got that like real grating throat sound. But if you just like, you know, put enough effects on it, it sounds pretty beautiful.
Also, the kind of bouncing bass you go for, those synths as well, they're a big... Would it be fair to say that they're kind of a big part of the sounds you work with?
Yeah, I guess it's weird that I started with saying that I put a lot of screams in my music. That's obviously not what all the songs are based around. If I had to say they were based around anything, they're based around a whole bunch of mistakes. Like, it's me just, like, thinking I'm writing a real good song, and then all of a sudden I'll be like, this is shit, and I'll start pulling out my hair, and then I'll put it in a folder, and then, like, a month later I'll be like, oh, maybe I'll look at that folder again, and then I bring it out, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is still shit, but maybe if I, like, tear apart the audio files and stretch them out, and I'm like, oh, that actually sounds pretty good, and then I start again.
And then you add a scream?
So, yeah, then I had some screams, some sound bites of Reem, but cut up so you can't tell that it's her. And then I've just stolen her voice from another track of hers. And then that's a double-double track.
How has the lyrical content changed with double-double?
It hasn't changed a huge amount. It's still pretty bleak, but, you know, smoothed over with heaps of movie and TV references. So people don't know just how bleak. And they can still dance without feeling, you know, a bit grim.
Top three television binges right now?
Oh, for right now? Ozark, just getting into that. I rewatched House of Cards, eh? I'm addicted. It's a spacey thing, of course. But Robin Wright, actually, is just... Yeah, actually, she owns that show. It's really good. And a third... I mean, pretty basic, but I can't even count how many times I've rewatched Rick and Morty, you know? It's too good.
It's too good.
And if I'm going to be completely honest, The Good Wife, which I've watched twice through.
Oh, cool.
I spend a lot of time at home.
tell me more about the Everybody Hates You release. How did this come about?
I guess I've just been, like I said, at home a lot. My mental health has been pretty all over the place this year, but especially low lately. And so this was just not really a new train of thought, but just a brood train of thought that I was just like, I think it was ignited from quite a few people recently, just in like really safe spaces, just bantering about, you know, what grinds your gears or whatever, or how you feel like just being made to feel shit about something, and then someone's just being like, oh, hey, you probably shouldn't say they're like too loud or whatever, like, you know, they're such and such, or they will help you out with this or that kind of thing. It's just like, this is still my experience though, and it feels real gross that you're trying to be my friend by telling me not to say it. So I guess this is what this is. This is me being like, these are all the gross things that happen every day. And yeah, I mean, it's not like some kind of weird protest. It's just what's on my mind.
Yeah, and so that's where songs like Mr. Nice come from.
Yeah, for sure.
I noticed on your when you released this on your Facebook page, there was a bit of contention around the topic.
Yeah.
Would you be able to kind of... I only saw it very briefly and was like, oh, this looks like a quagmire. What are these people doing who don't know you?
It's been super stressful since release, but in like a real good way. Like, it's been like the best possible response considering what it's about. Because... And I say stressful just because I'm just always stressed and fucking anxious and shit. Like, I don't deal with things very well. But it's been real great because I've gotten all these comments and messages from primarily white dudes, just being like, hey, I'm real marginalized. And hey, I'm a victim of today's social media. And hey, I don't like feeling shit about my privilege. And literally using words like privilege, white, cis, hetero, and being like, we're at the bottom quote of the pile someone said to me. And obviously I won't say who it is, and they've actually deleted the comment after some lengthy banter on the interwebs. Good thing I have so much time on my hands so I can reply to all these people. But yeah, it's stressful and tiring in the sense that it's a bit exhausting trying to explain to them that they will never be at the bottom of any pile. And there is no plight of man, I guess. And yeah, it's been an emotional rollercoaster trying to yeah.
And these are people
explain this point.
Yeah.
But it's also made the article, songs, whatever, a bit stronger. I don't think they've actually listened to the songs. Obviously they've just like read a few paragraphs and been like, fuck this guy.
Yeah, there was an accompanying interview on Vice by Hussein, who used to run The Corner, right? And so is that what people are taking umbrage with?
Sorry, say that again.
So you're saying people haven't even listened to your song, or it seems like they haven't listened to the song. They listened to the accompanying.
Maybe they have. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like
they read the accompanying article on Vice, and
it sounds like they've. And I'm obviously not using this word lightly, and I don't like to use it as a joke, but it sounds like they've been triggered by me saying, the thing about like it being generally males or people who identify as males as like, you know, the culprits, the abusers, whatever. And yeah, it's funny. I don't know if you have all been following the Monroe scandal, but Monroe went to defend herself against Piers Morgan, of all people. And I feel like that sums up how people are reacting. Obviously, that's a huge scale, and what she's doing is extremely brave, comparatively what I'm doing, because everyone's going to forget about that article by next week, especially when I drop from number 2 to 3.
Oh, no. What's your name again?
But yeah, it's just that, like, that arrogant, self-righteous privilege, just being almost like surprised that like trans people or POC people or whatever are like suddenly getting offended, and they're just like, oh, now you're putting up a thing. It's like they've always felt shit about this, but now they're like feeling safer and feeling more like they have a community that will back them if they speak out and be like, hey, this is really terrible. And it's like, yeah, it stems from something more than just, yeah, it's been tiring. But again, like, obviously there are some people in more vulnerable positions in communities that are doing far more than I am, so yeah, I feel like this is a very small piece to kind of fuel some dialogue at the very least, which it has, so that's cool.
There's also the collab on Everybody Hates You with Trapjaw Kelpie. Is it a collab, or is it just
that's actually just Tim and Ben.
how did
and by that I mean Stronger Max Ultra Boy. I can't remember the name. We made it up on the day. but that's Trapjaw Kelpie, and he DJ'd / did some magic for me at Leaf. And yeah, we've been kind of, I guess, collaborating in terms of I always go to him for like art and stuff like that and commission his talents. And so I was just like, do you just want to jump on this? Because as you probably know, Tim doesn't release anything, but has like probably, I was going to exaggerate, I'll say a real number, a couple hundred tracks of just gold on his computer that just probably won't ever see the light of day. So I guess maybe it was just me trying to push him.
I was going to say, I was very excited to see recorded content from Tim, Trapjaw Kelpie.
Yeah.
He's
elusive.
Is he ever. People may know Tim from his previous work in West Coast Bullies.
Mm.
But yes, he's a slippery fish.
He really, really is. He's a slippery kelpie.
There we go. Liam, we'll most likely catch up again in another 6 months. I like what's happening here.
Yeah, me too.
So, do you have anything planned? Is there anything in the works?
Yeah, I guess.
What are you going to be working?
To be honest, an album was the plan, and then I played that show, but it was like a collaboration with like Red Bull and Vice. And I was like, oh, maybe this would be a good time to like hit them up and do like a combined release type thing. So Vice put it out, and we turned it into just like a mini. I guess it's not really an EP. It's just a mini release.
Yeah.
And I was like, Tim, get on this.
Get on it.
Yeah, but just make more stuff. I actually just finished a recording for Mia today, and it is the hottest fucking thing ever. But obviously I'll let her leak the goss on that one, but it is hot. It's super hot. But yeah, I got a show this Saturday actually, if anyone wants to come. With Trap Jewel Kelpie and Nine Eye Express. I think someone else, but I'm useless.
Thousand Island.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you remembered that. Thousand Island. Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
I love Thousand Island dressing, which is basic as shit, isn't me to say. But I do. I love it. I love going to Subway and getting the Thousand Island. The sweet chili and hot chili.
Ah, see, I'm more of it's escaping me now. They know what. I go to Subway now and they know what I want. Hot chili.
They know what you want.
Yeah, I go in and they're like, hey, you're the footlong veggie sub guy.
Sure.
That's me every time.
That's what I strive for. That kind of acknowledgement. Actually, you know, they do all day breakfast, and if you ask them nicely, they will do scrambled eggs as like a veggie roll thing.
Well.
But maybe look away when they get the scrambled egg mixture out. It's in a bottle called Scramble Mix. But, you know, fuck it.
Hey.
We've all eaten worse.
Exactly. Liam, Double Double, you're going to play a couple more songs, see us out.
Yeah, I'll play that nice track for those nice guys.
Hey.
Can we film with the lights how they were before? That's quite nice. Or does it need to be this bright?
It needs to be this bright.
Fair enough.
Otherwise, you're just going to be grain.
True. That's my aesthetic, grain, sepia. All right, let's do this. Thanks for having me.
You've always been the nice guy. Now my eyes roll back when I hear the line. With the but at the beginning, that but. He didn't really like that lie. What's it like on the other side? Seems like you sleep alright. You're a goddamn wolf in disguise. Just walking in the spotlight upright. From the bench to the baseline. I guess I'm up front in the meantime. Being busy on hold with the hotline. Job seeker was juggling suicide. Confidence with Calvin Klein. Acting like your body bleed Alta wine. Your cologne like formaldehyde. Mask on shit, misidentified. Mask on, mask off, mask on. Fuck all the nice guys, yeah. Fuck all the nice guys, no. Fuck all the nice guys, yeah. Fuck all the nice lies, no. Fuck all the nice guys, yeah. Fuck all the nice lies, no. Fuck all the nice guys, yeah. Fuck all the nice lies, whoa. Whoa. Y'all always at my favorite bar, eating eggs at my regular. The combination made my eyes bleed, pretty similar to Avatar. I bet you loved Avatar, got that dangerous mind white savior. Got that act like Pfeiffer, smile like a Walmart greeter. You probably think there's nothing wrong with Kali Ma, that there is no color bar. Get mad when I call you out, sweet tears like caviar. Took a woman's studies paper, now you're giving them a seminar. Well, you're about to be a star kid. I bet your mom said you're gonna go far. Mask on, mask on, mask on. Fuck all the nice guys, yeah. Fuck all the nice lies, no. Fuck all the nice guys, yeah. Fuck all the nice lies, whoa. Fuck all the nice guys, yeah. Fuck all the nice lies, no. Fuck all the nice guys, yeah. Fuck all the nice lies, whoa.
I got my woes and my nose mixed up. Amateur. Get it, get it.
Fuck all the nice guys, woo.
Do you want another one? Seamless, professional. Double, double. Double, double. Double, double.
I've gone full circle now, I'm out of friends. I got a funny feeling that they'll never ask me out again. It's only a matter of time before they show you who they are beneath a failed coup d'etat. But maybe it was me, for once in my life, thinking selfishly, only selflessly. Say no enough times and I'll stop asking you. Insist you're really fine and that'll work too. Until the day they find you only down to a few. Not a sound or any movement, no peripheral view. Though I can't see my best in the dark, not confident enough to trust my heart. It's always been a little temperamental from the start, only beating since I touch an open wire for that spark. Now I'm seeing things differently. Welcome to the new objective me. Objective me, objectively. Fuck, objectively. Call me on my shit, I welcome it. I'll dig up the box, unhinge the lid. But don't pretend you ever had a bid. You're only now in the running, cause I'm now well equipped. Sadly, if you need me, I'll be there. Cause I'm never gonna not lend an ear. I hate to sound too insincere, but I'm hanging on the edge. Yeah, Hopkins, hold my beer. It'll be like Batman forever, choosing life over death for another. I don't know if I can choose in between, saving one or both that I love from me. And now I'm getting soft, I'm caring at a cost. Everybody's just doing themselves. I wonder if they have time to help, fucking help me. Look in her lyrics. Catch that shit.
Thanks.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.